Facebook ads never seem to stop evolving, you know, and some people have looked at it as the most powerful marketing strategy for their business. And some actually think that it doesn't work at all. So you're probably left wondering if Facebook ads can really help your business? And if so, what kinds of ads and strategies will be the most profitable for you in 2020? Don't worry, because today I'm going to cover a few really powerful Facebook ad strategies that will work for your business. And I'll be giving you fresh and easy to understand tips guaranteed to lead to your Facebook ads success in 2020. Remember how Facebook used to just be a fun diversion and a convenient tool for keeping track of all your old friends and sending out invitations? Well, now, it's become one of the best, most powerful ways to market your products and services. But of course, some things just work much better than others. So I want to share some of the most effective tactics, strategies and tips that I personally know to be working on Facebook ads into 2020. And let's start with the use of dynamic creative. Traditionally, no one knows exactly how a Facebook ad will perform until you've tested it. And that's why it's always been our best practice to create multiple ads in each ad set, which includes ad copy and images. And you should also test video formats as well. But Facebook has recently made it a lot easier for you by creating what's called dynamic creative ads, which basically allow you to upload multiple versions of images, headlines, and description text. And it allows Facebook to plug all these in and find the most effective combination that they can then start putting out above all the others. And this is really useful if you want to save some time and test a bunch of variations really easily and quickly. The reporting can be easily understood because Facebook ad reporting will show you all results, and because of this, you can increase your performance, save time and maximize your efforts. I do want to caution you though. So if you don't have a huge ad budget, you don't want to add too many variations into the mix, because each unique combination really needs about 500 impressions for Facebook to be able to test it properly. So if your budget's on the lower side, you probably want to test one element at a time like headlines and use the same image on each or vice versa. Alright, next, we're going to get a little sneaky and we can use Facebook ads library to spy on competitors. So I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Facebook got into a little hot water a few years back. So as a result of that, they've had to add a page transparency section to every Facebook business page. But the good news is this lets you get a little window into what ads that certain businesses or pages are currently running. The other interesting thing here is you can see when the ads were starting, so if the ads have been running a long time, that can be a really strong indication of how successful the ads are. Because generally, if an ad isn't working, we're going to pull it pretty quickly. So this will actually help you identify what your competitors' best performing headlines and images are. And this is basically going to kind of let you into their marketing funnel, where you'll be able to see their front-end cold traffic offers, retargeting offers and the offers that they show later inside of their funnel, which can be some of the best advertising opportunities for you and your business. One really important thing to remember though, is that you never ever want to copy your competitors' ads or use their ads directly for your campaign. You probably know that, just use these to get ideas from it, and then create unique content of your own. Think of what can work even better for your campaign. Alright, next we have creating interactive click-to-messenger Facebook ads. No click-to-messenger ads are going to be your new marketing secret weapon in 2020. And this is because they get customers to engage with your business, which is awesome, right? You know, these are one of the most engaging, cost-effective and powerful Facebook ad formats available right now. Click-to-messenger ads can be in the form of videos, still images or carousel ads. Now, if you want to use messenger ads, make sure to include a scripted automated message using a chatbot so that users will receive a greeting immediately after they click on your ad and arrive in that messenger conversation. Because you know, at the end of the day, customer service is key when it comes to customer retention. So you want to be prepared to respond to those inquiries right away. Business pages running click-to-messenger Facebook ads see a better ROI than traditional Facebook ads. So why are they performing better? You know, that's just because these ads take people to pre-scripted conversations with your Facebook page. And then these conversations can be about anything you know. For example, it can be about helping your customer find the right service for them, just educating them on an aspect of your of what you offer or answering pricing questions or any FAQs. Also, they're interactive, you know. So instead of clicking on an ad and being taken to a landing page, customers get to interact with you and your business, even if it's just a bot to start with. Stats do show that 90% of customers want to communicate with brands over messaging, before email. And since we're talking about messenger marketing, let's talk about sponsored messaging remarketing ads as well. And when we say remarketing, this basically involves targeting customers who have already viewed something on your site, or demonstrated an interest in your products. And this really lets you re-engage people who might have been browsing pages on your website, but didn't follow through with a conversion. But how cool would it be if you could do this on your Facebook Messenger ads? Well, lucky for you, Facebook has actually made it possible and then features called sponsored message remarketing ads. This feature just allows you to restart conversations with those who previously have messaged before you know. You can deliver these highly targeted ad types in Messenger to existing conversations, either through Messenger or chat support that have been active in the last 6 months. Sponsored messages can include updates, reminders, promotions, deals, and special offers. When you use this feature, you can choose to target all open conversations, or you can create a new custom audience. All sponsored messages are charged per impression. So what that means is Facebook is going to charge every time a customer sees the message in their Messenger inbox. But don't worry, it's not going to charge you over and over again if the same person views it more than once. Next. I love this one. It's narrowing audiences with engaged shoppers. So let's say you're just starting out and you're ready to get into Facebook ads, but you still haven't gathered enough data to really be targeting the right people, and you're not sure which audience you should even target in the first place. What you can do to still target the right people without all that data is to simply narrow your audiences. So let's say you're a bookkeeper, and you want to target people who are interested in small business topics. So what you can do is put small business as one of your interest targets, and then hit the narrow audience button. And that's where you'll add the magic ingredient, which is putting in engaged shoppers. When you do this, you're not just targeting everyone who's interested in small business, but you'll also be targeting people who have a history of clicking on Facebook ads and converting from them. The only problem with this is, if you want to call it a problem, is that this is going to be a much higher quality audience, because these people are much more likely to buy from you. So Facebook is going to charge you quite a lot more for showing your ads to these types of audiences. But it's a great little hack to get you started in the right direction. So you can start selling and start to get a much clearer picture of your ideal customer. Next, another one I love. It's called the Ad Grid Method. So, testing your ads is really key to see what's going to perform best for you. But the problem with testing is that a lot of people do test their ads. But what they test is just kind of minor language tweaks to the same overall message. What you should be doing instead is testing different hooks or messages, as well as different possible audiences. Now I learned about the Ad Grid Method from a really smart Facebook ads expert named Molly Pittman. And this method makes it really easy to test completely different messages based on different things that might entice different people, because everyone has different things that are going to be most interesting to them, right? So to get you going with this, you start off with the ideal customer avatars, which are your different target audiences. And then you want to follow that with the hook, which are the marketing messages you want to test. The why that makes people want to take you up on your offer. I'm sure it would help to hear an example here. So let's say you're running an ad to your lead magnet, which is the ultimate LSAT prep starter kit. You know, one hook might be all about how it can dramatically raise your LSAT score. Another might be how easy it makes the studying process. And still another might emphasize how important LSAT scores are to college admissions. Now, those are all different hooks, or messages. And you may find that one works best across the board, or that different hooks work better with different audiences. So to keep up with this example, maybe you have two different audiences, one being the test takers themselves. you know, the high school students and the other being their parents. When you test running ads with this ad grid method, it's going to help you quickly figure out which hooks and our combinations are winners. This won't leave you hanging and guessing on what to do and how to execute your marketing campaign. And you'll also know which hooks just aren't working, because there's always going to be a few that don't, so that you can just quickly shut off those ads. And more importantly, this eliminates that long trial and error process, letting you save money, time and effort. Alright, next. This is very important. We have scroll stoppers. So I want you to think about when you're scrolling through your own Facebook newsfeed, there's a lot of content in there from a lot of people. Some of it's stuff that you don't even bother to look at or even read. But there's probably a point in your scroll when you stop at something. And the first thing that comes to your mind is, wait, what is that? You have something that grabs your attention, maybe because of the photo or the video, or maybe it's the headline wording that jumped out at you. These are all examples of what we call scroll stoppers. And it's the goal of all Facebook advertisers to make you stop scrolling, and to get your attention. And this is what I want you to practice whenever you create an ad for your business, whether it's a photo app, a video or a story ad. The best thing you can do here is start making a swipe file of just every ad you see, that makes you stop and take notice. So what you do is, when this happens, just take a screenshot of it and either put them all in a folder or in a document that you can go to for inspiration whenever it's time to plan out your own ad. Again, we're not stealing here. We're just getting inspired. And up till now, I've been talking all about, you know, some of the newer trends that are working right now in Facebook ads, but I have a lot more to show you in terms of how to actually create the most profitable ad possible. So click this video right here, and I'll show you step by step how I write my most compelling, persuasive and, yes, profitable Facebook ads. I'll see you right over there.